Chapter 3. Building of the Temple. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, which had been pointed out to his father David on the spot which David had selected, the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build in the second month of the fourth year of his reign. These were the specifications laid down by Solomon for building the house of God. The length was 60 cubits according to the old measure, and the width was 20 cubits. The porch, which lay before the nave along the width of the house, was also 20 cubits, and it was 20 cubits high. He overlaid its interior with pure gold. The nave he overlaid with cypress wood, which he covered with fine gold, embossing on it palms and chains. He also decorated the building with precious stones. The house, its beams and thresholds, as well as its walls and its doors, he overlaid with gold, and he engraved cherubim upon the walls. The gold was from Parvaim. He also made the room of the Holy of Holies. Its length corresponded to the width of the house, 20 cubits, and its width was also 20 cubits. He overlaid it with fine gold to the amount of 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 gold shekels. The upper chambers he likewise covered with gold. For the room of the Holy of Holies, he made 2 cherubim of carved workmanship, which were then overlaid with gold. The wings of the cherubim spanned 20 cubits. One wing of each cherub, 5 cubits in length, extended to a wall of the building, while the other wing, also 5 cubits in length, touched the corresponding wing of the second cherub. The combined wingspread of the 2 cherubim was thus 20 cubits. They stood upon their own feet, facing toward the nave. He made the veil of violet, purple, crimson, and fine linen, and had cherubim embroidered upon it. In front of the building he set 2 columns, 35 cubits high. The capital topping each was of 5 cubits. He worked out chains in the form of a collar, with which he encircled the capitals of the columns. And he made 100 pomegranates, which he set on the chains. He set up the columns to correspond with the nave, one for the right side and the other for the left, and he called the one to the right Jachin, and the one to the left Boaz.